This episode is brought to you by the Barovian Zoo.
Are you just wandering the mists with nothing to do? Well, come on down to the Barovian Zoo.
Get dressed up. Don't stay in your pajamas. We've got wolves, but we don't have llamas.
Are you really, really bummed about mean old Strahd? Well, we can't lift your spirits with a cephalopod.
Are you looking to spot a giraffe? Beg your pardon, you can't. And we don't have a butterfly garden.
We don't have any bears or chimpanzees. And you won't see any sloths hanging from trees.
Our super high fences keep out every single zombie. And we don't have no gorillas. Rest in peace, Harambe!
We don't have lions or other big cats. We also don't have monkeys, but we do have rats.
Do you want to see a panda or a tiger or a seal? Hey, we've only got bats. We're keeping it real.
Hey, don't forget our rats and bats and wolves. Did I say rats? Did I mention wolves?
Did you say you had bats at the Barovian Zoo?
Yes, I did. And I've got some rats and wolves, too. Wolves, rats, bats and wolves.
Rats, bats, rats, rats, wolves and wolves.
Wolves, rats.
Bats, rats, 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 rats and wolves.
Wolves, wolves, wolves and bats.
Rats and bats and wolves.
Wolves, rats, bats and rats.
Rats and bats and wolves and rats and bats and rats and wolves.
Wolves and bats and rats and wolves and wicka 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 wolves. Wicka wicka wolves.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Jose as Gorin, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Wow, the gang's all here.
Wow.
If only I had some mechanism to indicate that we're going to be starting.
God.
Why does that always happen whenever I pick up a donut? Only the glazed.
Better than the powder.
Carbohydrates.
Well, yes, here we all are. And here we all are on the bridge in the world in our heads. We've all come together.
It's a long way down.
It is a long way down in many ways. So you were joined by Rafina, the small plucky cleric, and made your way down the road where you saw Batwack, the big dragon turtle man, destroy a bunch of zombies. And some of you were impressed, some of you were a little scared, some of you were very scared, for different reasons. And then you made introductions and I think decided to head down the road. I'm not exactly sure. Katie, you're the archivist. What was the last thing that happened?
Oh no, I didn't listen to that yet, but I think we can assume that we might have started walking down the road if there's a road and there's nothing around. We just stand there forever.
Though wait, to quote Greg from last week, there is a lot of just a lot of back talk. So let's just assume we walk as opposed to...
Actually, you all completed the adventure. Good job!
We win!
And don't forget, Will currently has a big old iguana on his shoulder.
Oh, I do.
No, I miss the cat.
Greg would miss the kitty, and so would Abby. See, those are the two cat people.
Well, Rafina's got her terrarium, so it's yet to be determined exactly what she keeps in there.
It's probably my iguana.
I hope it's not a cat.
I'm going to keep looking back at like, what's so too. In there now. Is that a... Oh, is it... Oh, iguana? Oh, okay. Just don't... play it cool. Play your flute.
All right. So you head down the road, but as we discussed, I think I mentioned, the day is kind of growing short at this point. You didn't get to leave Barovia as early in the day as you would have liked, due to unforeseen circumstances, i.e. killing some random guy. So you aren't able to make it to Valaki before, or at least you don't think you will, before night falls. So you're out here on the road in the middle of the woods. And it was kind of dark during the day, and now it's getting even darker.
Oh no.
And the wolf howls are increasing in frequency, and you start to see a few bats fly around like bats do in the dark. And Will can't see in the dark. I don't know who else can or can't.
I can't, but I have light now, and I can cast it on something to give light everywhere. Oh, because I'm afraid. Will is super terrified.
It gets like 4 p.m., and Will's just like, light, 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 light!
Even the local Arby's hasn't closed yet.
Oh, curly fries!
I can smell the roast beef, but I still need the light.
Yeah, exactly.
And...
Greg's down. Oh, Greg's back.
Yep. He's like, Greg. It's dark, I'm out!
I can't see Jack, so yeah, we're good.
Alright, so what are you gonna do? Are you gonna just gonna head deep into the woods and hope you find a Motel 6, or...
Did we talk about what we're doing? Rafina probably wants to know. She's just curious.
Well, you got some time. You've been walking, and many conversations could have happened.
So, hey, guys, what are we doing? What's wrong, Mr. Will Guy?
Nervous Laughter Sam is my new name.
At the top of character sheet, Nervous Laughter. I'm just going to call you Nils. Nils.
God, do we even have a... Oh, yeah, we're trying to... Wait, is she still there? Is,
Irina. Yes, she is.
There is another person with us. That's the person...
Oh, right!
Yeah.
The NPC.
Right, yeah. So it invariably melds into the background, popping out every so often when she's addressed. Oh, me? Hi! She's just behind a tree. I'm over here!
So I think that's what our goal is right now, is to bring her to Valaki to get her safe, because she is, I think... Did we talk about this, or did we not talk about this at all? We might have not. I don't know.
I don't think it was mentioned to Rafina or Batthwack.
Rafina would be delighted to know. And it sounds like it's a mission of helpfulness, so Rafina is excited.
Right, yeah, helpfulness. Hmm. It's Will's opposite goal. Anyway, yeah, no, that's our goal. I don't know. And we're in the middle of the wood. I mean,
you're on the road, but it's wooded. Like, it's a forest road, so there's dark woods on both sides. The Svalich Woods, Irina informs you. It's the Svalich Woods, says Irina.
She's there! Yeah, and hey, that's the lady! See, she popped up for a second. That
Hi,
was her.
Irina! I almost forgot you were there!
She does still exist.
Yes, I seem to find myself as the target of Strahd, that devil. He seems to have taken a keen interest in me. He actually visited me twice in the night and fed on me? Awkward.
That must have hurt.
Yeah. I mean, no, it didn't, but it wasn't good. It was bad.
I just have to concern, is your middle name Heather? Because that's just going to be bad news all around. At least one person got that joke.
Yeah. Does it have to do with the movie Heathers?
Yeah.
Of a different generation.
Heather Locklear? Both of those are...
Have you really not seen the movie Heathers? Okay.
Nope.
Moving right along.
Well, getting the chainsaw, I guess I'll just get the reference.
he basically made it clear he intends to... He wants to take me as his bride!
Well, heck. Okay.
Yeah. And so my brother and I we decided that it would probably be best if I got away from where I was, which was not exactly the most defended of towns. We were in the village of Barovia. I don't know if you've been there or not. And it sits pretty much directly underneath his castle, Castle Ravenloft. So I'm getting out of Dodge, as one of us probably wouldn't say.
This Dodge you speak of.
You know, like Heathers, right? Is that the right reference?
All those Heathers in Dodge.
That's the opposite. It's the West Coast version of Heathers. No, I guess the East Coast version. It's like, okay, they got Heathers, we got Dodge.
I see. Well, we better hustle.
Yeah.
Irina, do you think... Sorry, not to cut you off.
No.
Freedom, please.
No. At your service.
That sounded like a very lusty...
Boy, I love it when women defer.
Sorry, I'm looking at all the numbers of my stat sheet. I'm like, wait a minute. I have things...
it was a distracted, huh? But it didn't sound like that.
Gorn's been on the road for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. No, do you think we can make it to a town, or should we camp and try to make embankment here?
There's really nothing between Barovia and Valaki. I mean, we are well past the Vistani encampment, where we met you, Rafina. Mm-hmm. And that's all I've not really traveled this road. I have, you know, heard things, but in terms of any kind of safe haven, pretty sure Valaki's it, and I don't think that we're going to get there.
Great.
Well, do we have a tent?
Does anybody have a tent?
Somebody's got to go back and get a shitload of tent!
I thought I saw an REI on the way.
Now there's a reference there. That I get.
Yay!
I approve.
It's like one of my favorite lines from any movie ever.
Now I'm imagining that scene and I love it.
I know. I swear to God, they're so dumb. It's amazing. Is this woods like just heavily wooded? Are there any clearings at all? Because I feel like camping, right? Like adventurers have some kind of bedrolls and crap, right? That's what we would have.
Probably all of you have a bedroll.
Yeah.
I don't know how many you have like a dome tent or anything like that, but.
Fortunately, Lank brought his inflatable yurt.
Does it have a bouncy house in it?
It pretty much is a bouncy house.
Yep.
You don't want to bounce? Sleep in the curves.
That's amazing.
All right, there's one of our new ads. Lank's bouncy yurts.
Yeah. Bouncy yurts. Lank's bouncy yurts. Oh my God.
Because it won't hurt if you're down with her.
There we go. It writes itself.
No game tonight. We're just planning the ads.
Yep.
So guys, it's just a business meeting that we happen to roll dice for.
Oh my god. It won't hurt.
Anyway.
My question was real though. Like, so okay, is there any clearings? Because right, like wouldn't that be safer like if we could see what's happening?
You could go into the woods to look for one, but you don't. It seems very dense, the woods.
I forget what time of day it is.
It's coming up on dusk.
Oh dear. Okay.
That's why this conversation is happening.
Will's like definitely looking very nervous and is like, okay, Will. I don't think Will has literally ever camped in his life.
That was, yes.
He's a city boy and has lived a life of luxury for the past few years. Oh. So now he's like, what? Woods? Sleeping?
just stop there. What?
What? Woods?
Owls? What the hell's in there? I don't know.
Don't worry, Will. It's going to be fun.
There's like termites and shit. I don't know. That's what I know about woods.
Gorn will say, we might need to camp for the night. We will lay out our beds and whatever tents we have for whoever we have, and then we would take rotations in three, looking like four directions.
Yeah, if it's densely wooded, oh man, because I wanted to like set up a couple of bonfires to be like, no! Nothing! Come here!
The woods are gone.
Yes! Come here right now! This is barbecue!
Because I literally can just make a bonfire in 2 seconds. So, like, I'm like, that was actually a plan. But if it's really heavily wooded, I guess that doesn't work.
Bonfire doesn't hurt anyone as long as it's contained. Contained, Will. Contained.
Because I don't know how to camp. Someone's going to have to, oh my god, he'd be like, I can make a fire, and he will literally start a forest fire. He doesn't know what he's doing. Whoa, sorry. I've never done that before either.
And here comes Smokey the Werebear.
But he's so cute in his little hat.
Except he's on fire.
He rolls for initiative and rolled a natural 20. Y'all are assed out.
Someone must have a fire hydrant spell.
Nice. That would make sense.
Yeah.
But I don't. I only can make fire.
Nope.
Can't do anything else. Okay. So yeah, I guess there's no. Yeah, I'll make a fire. But he probably would set fire to the forest.
I'll try and help and contain it.
So yeah, what do? Do you just like point at a tree, or do you point at the middle of the? The dry field next to you, where do you put it?
Like, I feel like, I know that I'm making a big deal of this, but I feel like it makes no sense. He would not know how to do a fire. He would not know how to camp or make a fire.
No, this is absolutely fair.
I think Lank may have already noticed that you were freaking out just about being in the woods in general and be like, hey, maybe we don't need to, you know, do the magical route. I can just go and get a fire started if we're staying out here tonight.
Yeah.
You know? Flint and steel kind of fire, not a magical, oh god, the forest is gone kind of fire. Will.
This is the keep us warm kind of fire.
But
not
guys,
the...
guys, if the forest is gone, that means anything bad in the forest is also gone.
But our cover is right? Gone too.
Yeah, and we're in the forest. So
yeah. Like, Lank starts to gather some fuel wood. He's like, let's keep it simple to start, and we'll see where this goes.
I feel like Thor did a roll back to Bettmaster. I'm like, yeah, nothing flammable, nothing flammable. let's see where this starts, and then see where we go.
We can always make it bigger later.
Okay. By the way, no bardic inspiration for you. No.
All right.
Okay. So Lank gets a fire going. Will, do you try to compete?
Yeah, I set him on fire. I win! No, I think he, like, you know, is kind of, like, ashamed that he's so unknowledgeable of camping and fires and crap, so he's just kind of, like, acting like he's like, yeah, cool, that's cool that you're making a fire over there with normal methods. It's pretty cool.
While, like, secretly watching everyone else to see what they do.
Right, exactly.
And they're, like, mirroring it.
I'm gonna immediately help set up a campsite, like, an actual campsite, like, set up a little fire.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like two tents is good for the amount of people we have. Like, do you agree?
Oh, yeah. I would think so.
If anybody has one.
Rafina wants to tell the joke about the teepee and the wigwam. And but it's just not a good time.
No, this is perfect. No. So we got one tent. We got, like, five little rolls to put on the ground. And at least three of us are going to be up awake. Wait, what's the teepee and the wigwam?
So this man goes to a witch doctor and says, help, every night I dream that I'm a teepee or a wigwam every single night. And the witch doctor says, you're just too tense.
Nice.
Okay.
Will hates that joke.
No, no.
Was like, that was stupid. How terrible was that joke?
Rafina's touching you on the arm.
Drum. Bum.
Oh, I wish I'd brought my pocket side cymbal.
Oh, wait, here it is under my terrarium.
I mean, I could do it on the keyboard. I could do it like David Letterman style. I've got the key to the guitar.
Do you have a keytar?
Ooh, yeah, you don't know about that.
The keytar.
It's a key lute-tar.
It's a key, a lute, plus a guitar.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. It was in the movie Heathers, too. Just kidding. Okay.
Yeah, I would believe it. I would have to. Yep. That's why they get out of Dodge. They have to go get another key lute-tar, because their first one breaks.
Yeah, that's Christian Slater's entire point. He's actually a living key lute-tar. That's an entire... Right, moving on. Actually making camp.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so...
Actually, can I, while people are, this is actually, it's actually a planning thing and a useful thing, potentially. Can I be working to see if my iguana will change into something maybe more useful that will, like, help me keep watch?
Sure. Absolutely. What do you do? Do you just think about it, or?
I think he's, like, looking at him, like, he puts him down on, like, a stump. Hopefully there's a stump somewhere, or, like, a rock. He just puts him down.
After your bonfire, there's a bunch.
I was going to say, once you get done with the woods.
Yeah. All charred stumps.
They're plentiful.
And he's, like, he's just, like, looking at him, and he's, like, you need to be something that's more useful than a lizard.
Okay.
Do it. And he's just, like, nah.
Roll a percentile.
Percentile. Oh, hopefully this will be useful. Okay. 38.
All right. You look, and then he was an iguana, and then all of a sudden, there's no, like, poof or, like, morphing. He's 1 second an iguana, and the next second a bullfrog.
Oh, what? Less no. Useful.
That is so not useful at all. Damn it.
Might be more portable.
It's true.
But he's a bullfrog. We've got
a fire, we've got a frog.
That's kind of cannibalism, Bathwag.
You're right, exactly.
It's getting too close, anyway.
Do not shell shame the new member of the group.
Shell shame.
roll another percentile.
Okay, yeah, I would definitely keep concentrating to see if I could get something better. He's like, damn it, Bernard, try harder! Except that it's him that has to try, so he's blaming it on Bernard. All right. This is an 88.
Okay. And you look at him, and again, he just kind of is a bullfrog, and then he is a spider, but basically the size of the stump that he's on.
Oh my god! Yeah, I scream too. Will starts shrieking for a second, like, God, no!
He's like shiny and black. He's not like a furry tarantula either. He's like a shiny black.
Oh no. I'm sorry, everyone!
Wait, which, okay, is Gornor like the camp counselor where it crawls on its shoulder and he doesn't realize that it's there and they just keep walking and doing shit?
And then someone has to hit you with a chair or something, like,
like, I don't understand, what's everyone staring at?
Will, oh my god, no, he definitely focuses on something else. I don't want to take up all the time, but he's like, no.
We gotta do it one more time.
Roll it again.
Oh, damn it.
Right. One more time! One more time!
I don't know what this means. It's a 70 and a 0. 70, then?
That means 70. Okay. You concentrate, and you concentrate really hard, and you're kind of getting, like, a sense of sort of what's going on in your brain and in your locket and everything. And then suddenly he starts flicking through different creatures. So he was a spider, then he turns into a weasel, then he turns into a bat, starts flapping, and then he turns into a bear, and then he turns into a cat.
He's broken!
and then he turns into a bullfrog, and then he turns into an iguana, and then he turns into a rattlesnake, and then he turns into a rat,
no!
And then he turns into a raven, and then he turns into a spider.
Okay, stop! Stop!
And then he
stop.
Turns into a weasel, and then he turns into a bat. Yeah, but now you can pick any of those.
Oh, God. Okay, can you send me that list or something?
Bear!
Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you right now.
Weasel! Weasel! Weasel!
I'm going to say the least creepiest, ironically, is the weasel.
Except that there's a bear. We can have a bear watching us.
No. If you want the animal to be helpful and it can see in the dark, kitty cat.
Greg.
Just saying. If you want an animal that can see in the dark, you want a cat.
But then if you want seen in the dark and you want less able to be hit, bat.
That's true.
That's true, too.
Oh, and I this one's in a weird place. He also turned at one point into a Saint Bernard.
Oh! Is there anything around its neck? Like hot cocoa?
Yes.
Or night vision goggles?
There's a barrel.
There's a barrel around his neck?
Is there a film where he joins a family and somehow the patriarch doesn't like him, but the rest of the family does?
There are actually 20 of them. 20 of those films.
Then I'm going to put my vote for that one.
Oh my God.
But currently it's a bat.
No, it's like he would be like flicking through the TV channels and he would go back to the dog and be like, Saint Bernard! Saint Bernard! And he freaks out because that's what he used to call Bernard sometimes to tease him. Because
his name is Bernard.
And he's a saint. He's the good guy of the family. And he's like, Saint Bernard! Saint Bernard!
Your family is so subtle.
He runs over and he's like, who's a good boy, Bernard? Like joking. He's so excited about that.
Bernard's like, are you kidding me?
No, this is amazing, Bernard. You are Saint Bernard. But
the dog shakes his head.
Oh, you're such a good boy. You're such a good boy.
It's a big Saint Bernard, too. Big Saint Bernard. Not like a dire Saint Bernard, but just a big Saint Bernard.
Can we make him a saddle and I can ride him?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing. But, I think he's like, no, this is good. Will's, like, happy for the first time in days. Like, he's like, ho, 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 ho. And he just sits there and he's like, nope, I'm good. He just sits on the stump. I'm good.
Aww. Bernard's like, this is, and if you're like petting him, he's like, this is okay.
He starts, what do they do with their foot? They stump, 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 stump when they're happy. They
do that
foot
right
wiggle
spot
thing.
Under their belly.
Oh my gosh.
No, he leans his head on your shoulder and starts drooling on you.
Will doesn't
care.
Oh,
that's a lot of drool.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty gross.
He's
ropey.
Just very content. That's awesome.
All right. So there's, you all witnessed this weird thing happen.
The whole thing?
Yep.
It was hard not to see it.
Unless you chose not to look.
You've got the most incompetent warlock ever, guys. Aren't you lucky?
Lang says, wait, is that your cat?
It's a dog though. He's Will's like happy for the first. I mean, like you haven't seen Will like actually. He's like, what? He's a dog. He's a Saint Bernard. He's just like laughing to himself. Like this is a dream. But this is a Saint Bernard. That's amazing.
Not gonna fit in my terrarium.
Not this one anyway.
Level up.
Yeah. It's part of D&D is getting loot.
Yeah. Biggest terrarium ever.
All right. So night kind of falls and it kind of falls. Just so we're clear. Being very descriptive.
It falls, then it goes back up. And then it
kind of falls. It trips and stumbles and
it drifts like Michael Cera and then it goes.
So yeah, I mean, you eventually, if you don't want to be very tired the next day, kind of have to get some rest. So I don't know if everybody wants to.
We should split up the watch.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah, I'm gonna say we have a watch. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of people here, so shouldn't be too bad. Do you want to set an order? Should we go alphabetical by height? Sorry, Rafina.
And like
the tallest.
Well, alphabetical by height, I guess I'm first.
That's true.
I'm just gonna say whoever wants to go first should take the late night shift so people could get like the early sleep and then other people could get up early it's not like we're going to get a lot of sleep anyway, it seems like.
In all likelihood. Will would volunteer, actually, for the first time in his life with this party.
What?
Yeah.
He's got his dog. He's happy.
He's like, I mean, right now he's in between, like, delirium of thinking he's, like, in a dream world. And, like, right now he's like, dude, my brother's the dog. I used to call him that. So that's really funny. And I'm going to sit here and look at my dog brother and then probably change him into a bat or something more useful. But I'm just going to look at him for a while.
Ah, so do you want to take first watch with me?
Yeah.
Okay, great, says Nick. It's decided.
All right, I'm going to go second.
And Will, and I want to make sure also, I always have like 100,000 things that I need to do, but the other thing is I need to change into my boots. She's because I think...
What? Your boots?
Wait, yeah, I got those boots in the tree. You didn't know about that.
She doesn't know.
I've had boots in my bag that I haven't changed into because Will's like really all, like he's composed, but now he's been like walking in his nice, shiny city shoes.
Loafers.
For her.
This is like the reverse of the Princess Diaries. Like...
And his feet are probably all like blistered and effed up, but he's like sitting there and having to change. So I want to know what these boots are, because I bet they're something special.
Whoa, dude.
So yeah, he changes out of his shoes and cries about how blistered his feet are. And
to his gigantic brother dog.
Yeah.
You can do that on your during your watch. And you put them on, and at first you just kind of feel like boots. They're comfy, but nothing out of the ordinary. They just feel like nice boots. But after you've got them on for a little while, they kind of more like almost meld to your feet. And they cut them off! You have no feet!
Okay.
No. You kind of feel, if you're like just, you know, feeling how they feel on you, maybe walking around a little bit, you kind of feel like a spring in your step almost, kind of. You kind of test it out a little bit. You feel very light on your feet. And you try to jump a little bit, and you jump really far, like three times as far as you feel like you normally could.
Whoa, okay, nice. Do they have a name, like a D&D?
They do. I was just about to say they have a D&D nerdy name. They are called the Boots of Striding and Springing.
Nuh-uh.
Yo.
Can't we just call them the Flubber Boots?
I get that reference.
I'm hoping, like, I'm reaching now. I'm like, all right, how? Okay.
How lowbrow do you have to go? How common?
No,
denominator?
I feel like lowbrow is like the a lot of the more ridiculous things we're mentioning. Flubber, everybody knows Flubber. That's a low Flubber, you know, with them talking and the boing and the ding and the boing.
Okay, so everyone's asleep except for Bathwack and Will. And Will is currently, like, touching the tops of trees in his new boots.
Yeah. And as much as he likes the St. Bernard, I think, like, as the time goes on and as it gets dark and stuff, he's going to be like, I think, yeah, a bat might be more helpful. Like, and ask him to kind of fly around and make sure there's nothing coming, approaching.
Cool. He doesn't report anything back to you.
Okay.
You guys can both make perception checks.
Two.
Crap.
19.
Okay.
Mine's a 3. I'm too busy with my new shoes.
Yeah.
You're walking on sunshine. That's enough to scale.
So, Batthwack, you don't really know, see or hear anything out of the ordinary. You maybe catch occasionally like a cracking twig, but nothing that sounds to you like something's approaching or about to ambush you. Notice a couple, you know, ravens up in the trees, that kind of thing, but nothing weird. A couple owl hoots, occasionally a wolf howl off in the distance, though nothing too close by. And unless you guys have anything else, the rest of your watch passes uneventfully.
That's because we're so awesome. You know what? Nothing even wants to come approach.
Will's, like, just bouncing around. You're not even looking around anywhere. Bathwack's, like, constantly rotating in a circle. Yeah.
There's, like, a light tower and then, like, a little shade underneath it just...
All right. And And then I think Goren said was going to...
I did.
Take the next one. Go ahead, you can make a perception check.
Oh, boo.
10.
10. Not much to report. It's pretty dark, so it's hard to see. You don't have any kind of special dark vision or anything like that.
Nobody wanted to hang out with Goren during the second round.
Poor Goren.
Irina is with you. Don't forget about Irina. She's up. She's doing it.
Nah, I'm not trying to make her wake up. She's got that L'Oreal shit she's got to do before we get to the
L'Oreal?
You know, she's NPCing everything up on the sideline. Just like, wait, what am I doing?
I am not waking up for second watch. No. If I wake up for a watch, there's an omelet station, please.
Oh, that sounds good.
It does sound good.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, you peer what you can pretty definitively identify as a few bats flapping through the canopy, but nothing seems to really befall you on your watch. See a few ravens alight in the trees around you. That's about it. Who would be next?
I'm ready for my watch. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Okay. Why don't you roll a perception check, Rafina?
I forget how.
Roll a d20.
10. Oh, wait, but then I add something.
Correct.
Perception plus 3. So 13.
Great. You don't see anything that you perceive as a threat or hear anything. You do notice there seems to be a lot of ravens alighting in the trees and branches around, like more than you would think, being that there's, you know, a small fire there and people, as quiet as you may be, just seems odd, a bit too concentrated population of ravens. They're just kind of sitting there, not doing anything too aggressive or anything like that.
Ominous. What time is it?
2 a.m.-ish.
I'm wondering why the ravens aren't in bed.
Hmm. That is a thing to wonder.
Don't they have nests to go to?
Maybe some of them are just really bad nest keepers.
Yeah.
In fact, they're such bad nest keepers that they can't find them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Meg, can you help me find my nest? No, this is not your nest. This is my nest. Your nest is on the tree over. You should know. I am closer to this tombstone. You are over by the tree.
This felt very Mitch Hedberg to me.
I totally don't know did. Why I went into that voice. I just did.
It was so Mitch Hedberg. That's so true.
It was the cutest infestation of koalas ever.
Oh man, can't I just get a hug?
So yeah, you can wonder that, but there's no one to ask. Oh wait, a raven biologist just wanders into
What a stroke of luck.
So you can do something or not about them.
I'm going to take my walking stick and pound it on the ground because it has a clangy bell on it.
Ooh!
Clang, clang, clang!
I love you! That's amazing! That's
with
so
the
great.
Trolley, I feel like...
Oh my
I
god.
I feel like Goren would wake up for that, too. Like...
Oh, yeah.
Huh? What? What? What's wrong?
You just hear a bunch of eldritch blasts coming out of the tent.
Bonfire! Bonfire! Bonfire!
Will, why are you jumping 30 feet in the air? What is going on?
He lands and he's like, dude, I'm totally cool. Just wanted to show you my new boots.
Your astro boots.
Not scared at all.
Moon boots!
Let me tell you how high and far you can actually jump really quick.
Oh, okay.
Just so we all are on the same page.
So we can visualize how high the tent flies up in the air.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Or how much force it took him to rip through it.
Yeah, right? It's a real
even
shape
better if you imagine, like, it's the wonder he is. Like, and so, at that time, I heard the bells. Just jump straight up in the air. Blah, 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 feet. Blah, 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 far. And, you know, I should have regretted it, but I didn't.
Yep.
Because I had my brother with me. And everything seemed okay.
Oh, my God! That was perfect! That was definitely perfect. Wonder Years. Oh, my God.
Just real quick, Will, you can jump long jump if you're running. Normally, you could jump a number of feet up to your strength score, so you can jump triple that if you're running. If you're just standing, it's half of whatever that number is.
It's like negative one. Oh, it's not.
No, your score.
Nine.
So you could jump, if you're running 27 feet long, otherwise you could jump, like, whatever half that is.
Okay.
That's like three Undertakers.
And yeah. High jump, again, if you're running, you can jump. What's your strength mod? Minus one?
Yeah.
6 feet into the air. Or three if you're just standing there.
Okay. All right. Anyway, go on.
Clang, clang, clang.
I'm sorry to awaken everybody, but there are a bunch of birds over there.
Birds. Birds.
Birds? What? Where?
Well, you know how ravens can just sort of stare at the spirits coming out of gravestones?
What are you talking about, woman?
Yeah, miss, woman. Wait, could you back up a second? What? What?
That's amazing.
I'm just waking up. I could have sworn you said you know how ravens stare at ghosts and gravestones and shit.
I actually said spirits, but yes, that is what I meant.
Okay, that is actually what you said. I'm going back to bed.
That sounds about right.
Well, I would someone please just check them for me? Make sure that we're okay.
Birds.
As you guys are talking, more ravens start alighting.
Oh, no. No, guys.
And since you guys are talking, they actually start to make some noise, and they keep sort of coming, and there's kind of more and more alight in the trees around you.
Ah, I hear them! I hear them!
Gorn's gonna get very worried and go back and get his, like, his bow's like, alright, let's, okay, they're staring, but maybe they're not helpful, but, here for a reason.
Well, that's why I woke you up. But, It's hard to know, isn't it? Does anyone have an idea?
Can I, pick up a rock? Is there a rock somewhere?
No, there are no rocks in this wood.
Like...
I was gonna say,
you burned them all.
Once can I roll for animal handling?
I would like to. Maybe I should have done this before I woke everyone up. I can make the ground harmlessly tremor.
Ooh.
Let's see if it scares them away.
Yeah.
All right.
Boom.
All right. Everybody in the party is scared. But
Will jumps 30 feet again.
Because now we've all been awakened by an awkward, I don't know, punk rap song? I don't know.
I guess I'm getting up too, says Lang, dragging himself to his feet.
You see a bunch of the ravens kind of lift off their branch that they're on for a second, or flap their wings. They notice it, but they don't seem to be scared off.
Could I please talk to the St. Bernard?
Oh, what? My St. Bernard? What? Oh, he was a bat, right? So I have to, like, get
him. And, oh, you turned him into a bat.
Yeah, he was a bat. No, no, but if you say that, we'll be like, what? What, you mean, mine?
You clearly have the ability to communicate with this animal. I would like that animal to go communicate with those animals, and then we can find out what's going on.
You are smart, but I don't know if that is, I don't know if that is something that happens. It's not like a normal dog. It's not, and also, do normal dogs talk to birds?
Think we should try.
I'm from a city. I have no idea how the animals communicate with each other, so apparently I'm just dumb.
Mr. Will, just bring us back the dog.
All right, so I imagine that the bat, who has been probably flying around just trying to check out the ravens, Raven situation. That's so Raven, is what he would say to me. I'd be like, how's it going up there? He'd be like, it's so Raven!
Is this when that St. Bernard comes plummeting down?
Yeah, exactly. You beat me to it.
Oh, no. No, he would have him fly.
Not think that one through.
He would totally have him fly back first. Oh, that's terrible. He would make him fly closer to him and then turn him into a dog down here.
Okay. And then there's a dog.
St. Bernard.
The dog turns and looks at you.
Go figure out what's going on with those birds, okay? Go on, boy. Go on.
Looks at you, then kind of looks back at Will. What is she talking about?
Will, tell him it's okay.
And he's just like, can you talk to birds?
No.
He says he can't talk to birds.
Can you?
Well, no, did he try? He didn't try. I believe that animals have special powers. Even if they can't talk, they can. They have senses, right? They have senses. And yours is clearly a special animal.
Bernard, again, kind of looks between the two of you, and then says in your head, Willa, okay. And he goes over to a clump of the birds. They're kind of all around you now. And sits down, looks up, and goes, and he says in your head, Will, I'm just making bark sounds. I don't know what she wants me to do. I hear a bunch of ravens. And then he'll walk back over.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So what did he say, Will? What did he say?
What did you say, Bernard? He said, hi, ravens, but they didn't respond.
That's not what I said.
He was like, hi, ravens, but they said nothing. They're just cawing. And I think, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's Raven's Night Out. I don't know.
You notice, though, after he barks at them, they kind of settle down.
What?
But they're all still there.
Good boy. Jose said he wanted to do something with animal handling. I don't know what that
is. Animal friendship. I'm just like, all right, we're not a threat. I know it only works on one at a time. I'm like, okay.
Go one by one.
Just one by one by one by one. Look, we're chill. We're cool. We're just camping. We're camping.
Should we offer them some food?
Berries. Yes. What do they eat?
Does anyone have a worm?
Ask the woman with the terrarium. What do you want from us? Lank is still trying to wake up.
Lank, you came out of the ground. Do you have anything left in your pants or anything like that?
Well, no. I think Will... what the hell did you do to me with the spell?
Oh, I cleaned you. I pressed
you cleaned me. Yeah, the press is probably warms from my face.
Gorin's trying to like calm the birds down. We're like, all right, let's just you're not attacking, but we're not attacking either, right? Like kind of at the side of his mouth, right? We're not attacking, right? Nothing.
You hear one bird go,
Does anyone want me to set the birds on fire?
Yeah, I know I could.
No, please don't.
Oh, God. Okay. They listened to my dog. They listened to my brother dog thing.
Do you want to try again?
Do you want to try barking?
Let's all bark at the... Let's
Does
all
anyone
bark
else
at
have
the
an option that we could do with a flock of birds?
I can make it rain.
Okay, does anyone have an option besides killing the birds?
Well, rain isn't going to kill them. They've got a special oil on their feathers that will keep them watertight.
You know that? Do they know that?
I think Will... Oh, man! There's so many things... Yeah, I don't know. Like, is Gorin actually saying don't hurt the birds? Because Will's going to be freaked out. He's going to be like, let's kill these birds.
I'm literally going to go, don't hurt the birds. Don't hurt the birds.
Let's turn the St. Bernard into a cat.
No.
No.
And let nature take its course.
Let's turn the thing into a cat. Let's pull up camp and just walk and whatever shrieks we hear behind us.
I can make, like, noises. Can I make, like, a cawing sound off in the distance, like, somewhere...
Okay.
Or whatever. Because it says, like, you know, a faint musical note. You can make an instantaneous, harmless sensory effect. So can I be like, caw, caw, like over there, like ventriloquist cawing?
Yeah, depending on the range.
It's 10 feet. Duration up to 1 hour. So can I constantly have caw?
Yes.
I can't imagine Will having the persistence for that. I don't think he could commit to an hour of cawing. All right, well, everyone just go back to bed, then. False alarm.
No.
They are weird.
No.
This is weird. Is nobody doing anything? Like, are we really, like, have we all reached a standstill where we're all like, what do we do?
Ask the turtle. Ask the turtle.
Well, I mean, unless the raven is a land vehicle, I'm at a loss.
What game are you playing?
If nobody's doing anything, I think Will picks up a rock. He casts light on it as bright as he can get it, and is like, can you make it like, it says you can do it any color. I don't know, like sunny, like hoping, because he's not a nature guy. I would roll a nature thing, but I'm like, can I just not be good at nature or something in this case? And he's just like, I don't know, maybe ravens don't like the sun. And so he takes a rock and he kind of like, he's not showing everyone else what he's doing. Like he's like, and he just kind of makes it really bright and then just kind of like throws it at the ravens.
Yes, you can. Make an attack roll.
Oh, I don't mean like at, like to hurt them. I just mean like.
You're trying not to hit a raven, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to throw it kind of in the, you know, like haven't you ever thrown something when you're a kid at like a flock of
yes,
birds?
Yes, I'm make an attack roll.
Oh shit, I'm going to kill every raven.
I know! The one time you get the best roll ever.
I rolled an 18.
Good, then it goes where you want it to go.
Okay, good. Phew. All right.
If you botched, you would hit every raven on the head like Garfield. Like,
it's like the last scene of Happy Gilmore.
Fina says, look, a shooting star! Fine.
All right, your glowing rock goes sailing off into the distance. A couple of the ravens around where it went kind of shuffle and fluff their wings. That's about it.
That didn't do anything. I don't know if anyone cares that I just did that. He's like, sorry! I just wanted to see. Mm-hmm.
Is our fire out?
No.
Can I make the fire bigger?
Yes.
That's what I want to do. I'm getting nervous. Will's just trying shit right now because he's like, nervous! Throw things!
You're all very hot and well illuminated, and so are the birds.
And how many are there? Can we see more or something?
You would guess maybe hundreds.
What?
How many of them are wearing sweatbands?
It's what delineates between the males and the females.
Is anyone else doing anything?
I'm sort of watching.
Are these?
I have the next thing that I'll do if nobody else
are
has
these,
anything.
Are these trees, really huge? Could we give them a shake? We just like.
Well, I did my ground tremor. What more do you want?
Yeah. All right. I'm not gonna beat that.
Shake it.
Yeah, go shake it. No, Bathrat should shake it. Maybe he could shake it better than the ground tremor. I don't know. Shake a branch. Go touch a branch, Bathrat. You look really big and scary. They won't attack you.
Just rub your shell on the tree and
yeah. It's scratch my back. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the bear necessities, but like the turtle necessities.
And everyone is Mowgli.
Bear necessity.
Simple bear now. Run, you have the chance. Just so you know, I'm not a turtle. This isn't a shell. Bear necessity.
Alright, go on, turtle man.
Let's try to pick a tree. It looks like we can move.
Yeah, you pick one. I mean, some are really, really big, but there's others that you could totally get some movement in. You go up and you, the ravens kind of maybe look at you as they get closer, and you reach out and you give that tree a big hard shake, and any of the ravens in that tree flutter off of their branches and alight on the branches of trees nearby.
Oh man, did you get pooped on?
There was no poop.
No poop? Are they suspiciously not pooping? No, are they suspiciously not pooping? There's suspicious amount of no poop here. There's something weird going on. Okay.
Irina, do you have any ideas? Is this a local problem with the ravens?
Oh, what? Sorry, I was enjoying my beauty sleep. What was that?
How are you still asleep? I rang my bells and I shook the ground. My heavens.
This is a princess. She couldn't sleep over a pea.
Oh,
I've never heard that story. We're on down the road. Yes.
I don't know. I just know that I've always heard that it's bad luck to harm a raven. I've heard that they have souls. But I don't know if that's true.
I feel like we're out of, like, weird luck. Gordon's just gonna try to play these Kilutar, like, just gonna, like, strum a tune. See if they look at him.
Not any more than they had been. There doesn't seem to be, like, any one direct point of focus for them.
Will asks Bernard to, or changes Bernard into a cat and is like, climb that tree. Go, like, bat one of them around and see what they do.
What? Really?
Don't eat it. Just kind of, you know, hey, raven. Be like, hey, and try to talk to it again. Hey, if they have souls, I mean, you have a soul, and you're like a, I don't know what you are, but.
Okay.
Gord's gonna back up and like play a little song. He doesn't remember where he heard it, but. Brum. Never gonna give you up at you again. Never gonna without you. Never gonna...
Oh my god, Abby, that's amazing.
I'm gonna keep going as long as you.
Lang says, I have to be dreaming. I'm still asleep. Yeah, that's gotta be it.
All right, so Bernard goes up to the base of a tree, kind of rears back, wiggles his butt, and jumps up and scrambles up the trunk. He kind of awkwardly doesn't seem like he is the best at this, but makes his way up to a lower branch where there's a couple ravens sitting there. And he reaches out slowly and tries to bat at a bird. And at that, all of the birds in the clearings just start cawing like crazy. And they take flight and leave the clearing. And they fly away.
Oh, that worked. Okay, everyone, back to bed.
Don't tell me twice. Like is back to bed.
Okay. Well, does everybody trust whoever the watchers are left now that the birds are gone?
No. I'm going to lie down, but I'm going to like keep like that half, that one ear up for in case anything else happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think Link's asleep again.
I'll go rest again.
Am I still watching? No. Yes?
Nick says, well, I'll take the next turn. I think it was about time anyway.
Hi, yay! I trust you, so Will will sleep.
Good night, Will.
You're my best friend, except I think you're stupid. Good night.
Good night, cat.
Meow.
Meow.
All right. Then Nick's watch passes, and then he wakes up Lank for the last little bit.
Are there any birds around?
Yeah, roll a perception check.
Looking for birds. Yes, that's a total of 3, so yeah, I'd
see any birds. Or trees.
Where the hell am I? Who are you?
And then day breaks and you're all alive.
Do I notice?
Nice.
Someone shakes you awake, Lang.
Get off me.
Alright, everybody alive? Anybody get eaten by ravens in the night?
No, I'm good.
Rafina's like, whoa? Oh, what? Oh, yeah. Okay.
That wasn't a dream.
I thought I was the only one there. Okay. Good morning, everyone.
It's me. Iris coffee.
I can make you some stewed tig twee. Tree, twee. Wait, I can't say it.
Tig twee.
You were so close.
So close. I can't speak until I've had my twig tea in the morning.
People can partake of Rafina's tig twee.
I'll totally try some tig twee.
I'll take a shot.
Tig twee.
Yeah, I would totally take some.
Great.
I go and find some mossy twigs, and I brew them in hot water.
And I'm like, wait a second, you mean actual twigs? It's disgusting. Listen, woman, I thought it was some kind of cute little thing that you were talking about. That's gross.
Just try it. It'll wake you right up. It'll put a bounce in your flounce.
Well, it's a good thing that burned down the forest last night, then. Well, otherwise there'd be no tea this morning.
All right, you can break camp and head on down the road, feeling refreshed, full of twee. It's contagious. What? What's in this tea? What's in this twee? It's not very refreshing.
I think I'm allergic to it. Is there something wrong with my tongue? Feels a little swollen.
Oh, I'm crying.
Turns out Will is allergic to twig tea. And he dies.
No one ever told me, and I just want to make sure that you...
God.
All right. You kind of actually come out of the woods a little bit eventually, and you find yourself sort of looking over a valley. If you recall, you were kind of, your elevation had increased when you were at the bridge, and now you're kind of seeing the road trail down into a valley below you. In the heart of the valley, sort of a good ways away, but not too far, you see a walled town near the shores of a great mountain lake. Still a good ways off to walk, but you think that that's probably Valaki. If it's not, you're dubious of Irina's recall of other settlements nearby, because you don't see anything in the road between here and there, except closer to you than it is to that town. You can see, since you have a pretty good view from where you are, a branch in the road leading west, which kind of seems to lead to a rise down there in the valley. And from here, you can kind of make out, perched upon that rise, is a dilapidated stone windmill.
Mmm!
I remember something about the windmill.
Mmm! Child pies! Child pies!
I don't know what you're saying, Mr. Will! However, Vistani said, no windmill. I've heard them say
that's
that.
That's all they said?
I remember the gist.
I feel like they said more.
Mo windmill. They said mo windmill.
I feel like we're going to be okay if we don't go towards the windmill.
See, I'm feeling like, Blank looks at Will, we should go to the windmill.
Yes. That was where the crazy old woman's from. That's where they're making the pig pies.
Does someone want to fill me in?
Nick would be like, we came across this woman in Barovia, where we came from, who was selling these pastries, and he gestures to Will, who, I guess you still have them?
No, I don't. I would have, like, stomped them in the middle of the street or something, thrown them.
You would have, but did you?
No, I didn't do anything. I just left them there, but unfortunately...
Right, at this instant, Lank stomps them all into the street. Should have done that sooner, but all right.
There was an old woman in the Barovia crappy village that we came from, and she was totally selling pies made out of kids. I mean, she didn't say it, but they were made out of kids. She stuffed a kid in a sack, and she was a crazy old lady, and she was really strong. She took my arms off of her cart. I mean, we kind of destroyed her cart, because, you know. Off of the cart. I was trying to take the kid. I was trying to get the kid, you know, because I'm a hero, guys. You know, you guys don't know a lot about me, but I'm a hero. And I was getting this, I was rescuing the child from the kid.
Will, you have a beautiful soul.
It is very.
I can't wait for the Disney movie where Lin-Manuel Miranda makes it about you.
Oh, man. It would be a depressing one. Anyway.
And the windmill?
The windmill is where she lives. That's where we tried to chase her. I blew up her cart. Lank actually, you know, knocked a wheel off, if you recall that, Lank. I don't know. You seem to not remember.
Lank's like, oh, yes.
Gurren's actually going to switch and go, you know, the mill's actually the place to go. I put a couple notes on like a little, I don't know if we have index cards. Maybe I read them on like an ear of corn.
An ear of corn?
An ear of corn. You know, I'm already carrying so many instruments. I don't mind carrying light vegetables. But I feel like let's go for the windmill.
Yes.
Are we or are we not going into the windmill?
Yes.
I was hoping I had misunderstood.
No, that lady is totally making kid pies in there. Pies out of kids.
You are trying to rescue the children.
I'm trying to beat up that old lady. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to put it like that. That's not how heroes talk, right?
I'm not trying to rescue any kids. I'm trying to beat up that old lady.
If there's kids here.
There's got to be other old ladies I can beat up. I don't want to deal with any kids.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but I mean...
We only brought so many carts, and there's just one Ninja Turtle here. I mean...
Will would be like, yeah, I mean, like, the old lady, bad news, we need to take care of her. She lives in the windmill, and plus, there might even be another kid in there. When we tried to go back to help the kid, he was gone, so he might be there.
I don't think we have a choice. I'm going.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right, says Nick. Good attitude, Bathwack. There's evil to be stopped there. I know that's kind of your thing. Me too!
Can I just shout in Draconic? Can we make a plan first? Ooh. Please.
What did he just say? He just went.
I'm still somewhat surprised. I'll sort of stop in my tracks.
I'm trying to stop you.
I'll reply to Connick. Yeah, let's make a plan.
You know, I actually had, I'm sorry to be out of character for a minute, but I put on my character sheet that I was going to be able to speak Parcel Tongue, and he made me erase it. It would have been handy here.
For the second that Will's familiar was a rattlesnake, you were like, ooh, I can talk to that!
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.